Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Ruth Major is a labor lawyer who has been very helpful to us here at WGN Radio over the last few weeks. And in the past, for that matter. Welcome back, Ruth. How are you today?
I'm doing real well. How are you doing?
Good. I understand that, I don't know if these are changes in the rules or the operations at the Illinois Department of Employment Security, but I get a lot of questions about unemployment benefits, and you tell me there are some new wrinkles here, right?
Well, there's some new developments. A lot of people in the past have had questions about, the federal government is providing the states with some additional funding to extend their unemployment benefits by an additional 13 weeks. So there have been a lot of questions about that in the past as to how you get it. Right now, the information that's come out from Illinois is that if you're still receiving the benefits, the initial 26 weeks, once it ends, it will automatically extend for 13 weeks. But if you have already exhausted it, like let's say it ran out 2 weeks ago, those individuals need to apply again for the additional 13 weeks. So that information that just came out recently from Illinois.
Well, if you are within that first 26-week run, the virus hasn't shut things down for 26 weeks. So I'm going to guess that a lot of the people are automatically then going to be rolled into that extra 13. They're only recently on unemployment.
Well, anybody who's on unemployment right now, even if they went on unemployment before everything started shutting down, everybody will get the additional 13 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think the thinking is that even if you became unemployed during the time when there was no shutdown, you're not going to be able to get a job now because of the shutdown.
Yeah.
So it is going to impact you.
But it's easier for the people who most recently, within the last 26 weeks, most recently have been laid off. They're going to get 26 and automatically get 13. So they're all in for 39. They don't have to do anything once they get into
the
system.
Right, exactly. So if they're applying right now, they're going to get the 26 and then the additional 13 weeks.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what I'm about to get is a lot of calls and texts, Ruth, from people who are frustrated that they can't get any help from the Department of Employment Security. They're having trouble with the forms. Nobody answers the phone. Are you hearing anything changing in that?
Well, I haven't heard anything changing in terms of being able to get access, but my firm did try asking a question through the chat line on the website.
Yeah.
And we did get a response pretty quickly. So it may be that the chat line's the best way to go if you have questions.
I guess so. Yeah. And by the way, I was thinking about this. I wonder where those operators are. Are they in Springfield or are they in Chicago? And how many of them are there?
Yeah.
And if you're one of them, give me a call. I'm serious. I wonder what their day is like, what the pressure is like. It'd be very interesting to hear what those people are hearing, because I'm sure those that are doing the job are doing the damnedest best job they can, but they're just flooded themselves, right?
Right. No, I think it's the system's not built for this volume. I mean, we've never had anything like this, so they're not staffed for this. I had heard in the news a couple weeks ago that there was a report that only two states are actually answering phones to provide answers to to questions. Most of it's just passing along or, providing basic information. But a lot of the questions that people have, like a lot of the questions your listeners have had, it's, I think, near impossible to get somebody on the phone to answer those kinds of questions right now.
Is Illinois answering the phone, do you know?
Not from what I've heard, they're not. They're answering just to, provide, very basic information, but not to answer questions about, the 13 weeks or $600 or, things that have to do with any, the recent changes or people who are having problems applying. They're not answering questions.
IRS
like that.
Isn't either. IRS is not answering the phone, which is just stunning to me. What about the pandemic emergency unemployment compensation? Is that the extra 13 weeks we're talking about?
Well, so there's the additional 13 weeks. So I can kind of go through all the different benefits. I'll just kind of refer to them generally by what they are. But the 13 weeks we talked about, the additional $600 payment is already being sent to people who are receiving unemployment benefits. So people are already receiving the $600. And then, you know, we've talked before about the independent contractors and the people, what we've been told by the Illinois Department of, or what the Illinois Department of Employment Security is saying right now is that they're recommending that independent contractors, they can't receive benefits yet, but they're recommending that they apply right now and get rejected. And we're hearing, you know, from a lot of people, and I know you've had people call in and write in and say, well, I applied, but I was rejected. But they actually say that's a good thing, because once they open up the system to the gig workers, you know, the independent contractors, once they open it up, it'll be quicker for those people because they can right away establish that they've been rejected under the normal procedures. So they're suggesting people apply, get the rejection email, and then they can use that to move through more quickly once they open it up to the independent contractors.
Lots of calls for Ruth Major. Ruth, a different Ruth, is on line 3. Ruth, you're on WGN. Did you get one of those cards in the mail, Ruth?
I did. And as I told you, girl that answered the phone, I have applied. I got the card. I certified. I have a PIN number. But my balance just remains at zero. I never get any money.
Were you an employee or an independent contractor?
An employee.
How long has it been?
I got the letter. It was mailed. It says your first certification date is 4/21. I applied on the 9th of April.
I want to be clear about this because I'm not understanding everything you all are saying. If you get unemployment compensation, it comes as a cash card? Is that how they do it, Ruth?
Well, I guess so. It's a choice, which I...
card has zero value?
Correct.
Ruth Major, what about that?
Well, I would imagine, you know, that there's going to be a time, you know, they send you the card or they give you, but then there might be, it might be a waiting period until you get the first payment. I believe Illinois has a 1 week where you don't get paid the first week. And then you start to receive benefits, so they'll add money to that card.
So hold on to that card. Eventually, it may generate value. It may actually, money may show up on that card. Is that what you're hoping, Ruth?
Yes.
I want to our listener, Ruth, stay right there. Paul, you're on WGN. Did something similar to that happen to you?
Yeah, similar. Is my daughter got hers several weeks ago. And activated, got a PIN, and it still shows a balance of zero on it.
And is that a card? How do you even cash that in? Do you take it to the bank? What do you do with that card?
It's a debit card. It's a debit card.
Yeah. And then you could use like cash, huh?
Yeah, at a cash station, or like at a store.
But it shows zero? There's no value on it?
Yeah, it shows zero balance.
How long ago did she get that card?
A couple weeks ago.
Is she working? Is she an Uber driver, or is she an employee of some firm?
No. She's right now an employee of a restaurant. No, not a restaurant. She's W-2'd.
Yeah, okay.
So.
this is the way it is, Ruth Major. I could take a lot of calls like this. Hopefully.
Yeah, I haven't heard this of this problem. But again, you know, it could just be a matter of the system being overwhelmed right now and the process of setting up the payments taking longer than usual. But this is the first I've heard about, you know, delays in getting the payments on the cards.
You get the feeling they're almost missing a step. Like, okay, you've got the card, you've got a PIN number. Is there a phone number you're supposed to call to activate the card or something, Paul?
Yeah, it's an automated system where you go on and you activate the card and you come up with your own PIN number. Hmm. So there's nobody to talk to.
Hold on a second, Paul. Jim, you're on WGN Radio on line 5. Hey, Jim, you're on the air. What do you know?
Okay. The lady that was talking about not having any money in her account, her certification date was 4/21, I believe she said.
Yeah.
Okay. That means she has to call in on TeleServe, okay, which is a IDS certification thing. And she calls in, and about 4 days later, she gets money put in her account. Okay, it takes like 4 days.
Hold on a second, Jim. Hold on a second, Jim. Well, if that's the case, that's Ruth back on line three. 4/21, 4 days would be 4/25. Today's 4/27. So, Ruth, maybe the money will appear this week.
You know, I'm not familiar with this problem. You do have to. It is correct that it has to. She has to activate it. So it may be a problem of. You know, I'm not sure if she's activated it or not. There is a phone number, as the caller said, that where you can activate it. And there is a phone number if you need help. Again, I don't know if they're answering,
no,
but it's 800-244-5631. But I'm not sure, you know, if they're just overwhelmed to answer questions. But it should, you know, it should go on there. And if there's delays after it's activated, it could, again, just be a matter of, you know, the system being overwhelmed right now.
All right, that's Ruth Major, the attorney answering the question for Ruth, the caller. Ruth, that's all we've got so far, but will you just do us all a favor? Call me in a few days, even if nothing has changed. Will you just check in with us in a few days and let us know what happens?
Oh, absolutely. And we're checking every day for you, John, so that we can give you any updates that we learn about with regard to unemployment.
Okay, so Ruth, the caller, call me back on that and just keep me posted, okay?
Okay, we will.
Okay, good luck to you. Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, so Ruth Major, are you still there? It's complicated when you have more than one Ruth on the phone line at a time. Okay, are you still there, Ruth? I think we lost Ruth. Ashley, why don't you get Ruth back? Let me pick up with Lori on line four in the meantime. Hey, Lori, you're on WGN. How are you, Lori?
I'm just special. And yourself? Hey, just to get back on some of the comments about the cute little chat person that's on the website, it's not a person.
Yeah. Oh, really? It's an automated system?
Yeah, like they just kind of, like, you ask a question and they'll pick something off the website and just post it. Because so you think, oh, I've gotten in, yes, and you haven't. It's because then I typed in, are you a person or a computer? And they go, I'm sorry, we don't understand that.
Oh,
so obviously,
shoot.
It's a computer
that's
just
sorry.
Kind of putting the canned responses. I know,
yeah.
I thought I was finally in. My son and I both applied back on like March 29th, and we still, just last week, he got a letter saying he's in adjudication. He had pulled some unemployment. He had pulled some vacation time because he figured unemployment might be lagging, even though we were told that doesn't count towards income to be able to get unemployment. He's waiting to hear. And then he hasn't gotten any money at all. And we've applied since March. So we've basically gone through the whole month of April and they don't answer their phones. We've both tried hundreds, like every day, different times, picking different phone options. And they're not answering any phone calls.
Yeah. You owe me a call, too, then, Lori. Just stay in touch. Let us know what you find out. March 29th to April 27th is too long.
We're both W-2 workers. And so something we clicked on or didn't click on is probably holding up our system. But it takes them 3-4 weeks to even get back to you. And then now we're still waiting. And we could probably clear it up in a 5-second phone call to somebody if they would just answer the phone, but they're not.
Stay in touch, Lori. My best to your son. I hope this clears up soon.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Have a good day. By the way, if you work for the IDES, you're not bad people, but your operation's being run badly, and you're all getting a bad name. When we call them, they tell us they can't come on if we can get through to them to begin with. And that's a bad answer, too. It's 10:27. Let's do the news here in a minute, and we'll finish this conversation with our guest in your last calls, try and clear up a few things other than share our misery after the 10:30 edition of WGN Radio
Brand
News. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. 10:32. All right, Ruth Major from Major Law. She's a labor attorney in town. By the way, if you're a small business and you need somebody who can help you manage all of the technicalities of labor law, that's Ruth's specialty. She's been working with a lot of our listeners, the employees. I think generally how she hangs her hat though, is working with the businesses themselves. Is that right, Ruth? Is that kind of what you do?
Well, I do. I do work for smaller businesses, but the majority of my time is spent working with employees. But I do work for small and medium sized businesses too.
John, the stuff you're putting on the applications, says one of our texters, has to be exactly as it appears on your driver's license. You know, if you mess it up, then you got to go back and start all over again. And 773 said, John, last week I received my normal unemployment last week, plus $357, and then another $600 that day. Well, the $600 would be, I think we're confusing, the $600 is the federal stimulus, right?
That's right.
So that's not unemployment compensation. If you got it the same day or the next day, that's not coming from the state, that's coming from the federal government.
It's funded by the federal government, but the states are dispersing the funds through the unemployment program.
I see. So somebody else texted and said, is this $600 federal money or state money? It's federal money, but the state is issuing it to you.
That's correct.
And do you have to be, that's unemployment compensation though, right? That's not a stimulus check. That's an additional $600 via the federal government for unemployed people. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Got it. John, unemployment question. I'm a self-employed as a C Corp, and I am the only employee. I pay into unemployment every month. I was able to claim in 2009, but IDES is saying my benefit is zero. What are your thoughts? Are you thinking this is another, you got to wait a while, Ruth, and the money will appear there?
No. So I believe that this caller would fall into the category of the independent contractors.
Yeah.
I think they're treating self-employed and independent contractors together, and it's good that he has that documentation, and within the next couple of weeks, the system is expected to open up for him to apply, and then he can use that as evidence that he doesn't otherwise qualify and then receive the benefits through this new federal program.
I don't know why independently employed or gig workers are second in line. Is it because they normally wouldn't even be getting unemployment?
That's exactly right. So normally under our system, independent contractors don't qualify for unemployment benefits, and they don't, you know, most, if you're an employee, a W-2, as your earlier caller said, you do get, the company is contributing every pay period towards unemployment. When you're an independent contractor, nobody's contributing anything. So there's no funds right now, the state has no funds right now to cover the unemployment for the independent contractors, but that's where the federal money's coming from to provide benefits to those individuals.
Just one other from the text line, then we'll pick up some phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
John, I'm an advanced practice nurse and have gone from full-time to 8 hours a week. Would I qualify for unemployment?
I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but absolutely this caller would qualify.
But they're not unemployed. They're just underemployed. Now they're only working 8 hours.
Exactly. So they can apply, and they'll factor in the pay to offset some of what they receive.
I see.
So they may not get the full amount that they would get if they were completely unemployed, but they will get something, and then they'll probably get the $600 on top of that.
Yeah, no kidding. And do you have to be fired in that case or quit your job? I mean, you could still be working your 8 hours. They're just going to subtract the 8 hours of pay from what you would have gotten had you been fully unemployed and getting full pay.
Exactly.
Got it.
And it usually, you know, the amount, I think, you know, going down to 8 hours, I can't recall. I think the caller said they were full-time before.
Yeah.
But going down to 8 hours, definitely that person can apply, and they should get, they should definitely be able to get some unemployment benefits.
Yeah. Henry, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I'm confused. I am a limo driver, self-employed, S-Corporation 1089. I filed for unemployment, and I received my unemployment plus the $600 additional. Does that make sense? I feel fortunate, but does that make sense?
Have you had any unemployment? Has your company contributed anything toward unemployment for you in the past?
Yes. Well, I'm self-employed, so my accountant set it up where I was paying into unemployment. So I'm basically filed a claim against myself.
This is really weird. It sounds like it worked perfectly. You are entitled to unemployment benefits, and you got the additional $600 unemployment from the federal government through the state. So you're what should be happening to everybody.
Yes, I hope so. And I received two payments direct deposited to my checking account, and my wife and I have been fortunate enough to get the $1,200 per person also. So I'm just want to say the program does work. I just want to give encouragement to people.
Yeah, well, that's really, I'm so glad you called, Henry. I'm glad you got the money. I mean, I wonder what the percentage is, people like Henry versus people who are all messed up. You have any idea, Ruth?
Well, it's hard to say because the people like Henry are probably not, they're probably content, so they're not saying anything, and we're probably mostly hearing from the people who are having problems. So I'm not sure. Usually, I will say that in normal circumstances, the unemployment program does seem to run pretty smoothly. So,
one more call, and then we'll just bother Ruth another day. Debbie, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Debbie? You're on the air.
Well, I'm calling because I'm a self-employed person, and I applied back in March. Got my letter that says that I have zero benefits. I have a claim number. Got my credit card activated, zero balance. And today I just certified again. I have a certification date. So you said that when this opens up, we would have to reapply. So I have to go back and do, even though I have a claim ID number, I would need to go back and reapply again?
That's our understanding, is because that claim has been rejected. But the fact that you have that will make the process go more smoothly for you than somebody who's applying for the first time and hasn't been rejected yet.
And so would I need to continue to certify for my zero benefits?
I would recommend it. It doesn't seem like it would take up too much time to do that, and I just think you're safer to do it because, you know, a lot of this is new for everybody, and so it's hard to know what the rules will be. But I think it's always better to err on the side of being safe. So I would suggest that you do that.
Seems kind of silly, but I get your point. Stay in touch, Debbie. Good luck to you. But it sounds like you're not out of the woods yet. That is, there's still hope for you. It may eventually come through.
Well, I hope so. I filed an appeal, too. I thought I'd just try everything available. So we'll see.
Good luck, Debbie. Yeah. Thanks for the phone call. We appreciate your listening. And Ruth, if folks want to reach you, how do they do that?
The best way is probably through calling, which is 312-893-7544. And the website's at major-law.com.
312-893-7544. If you miss that number, I'll pass it along on and off the air. Okay, Ruth Major, you stay well. Thanks for your time today.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, that's the Major Law Firm, Ruth Major, 312-893-7544, 1041 on WGN.